New Year's Eve has always been a time for looking back to the past and, more importantly, forward to the coming year. It's a time to reflect on the changes we want, or need, to make and resolve to follow through on those changes. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me on productiveandorganized.net. I know it may seem that it's a bit early to talk about New Year's resolutions, but I'm going to encourage you to think about this a bit differently this year. Do something different. Set New Year's goals rather than resolutions. Oftentimes, when we make New Year's resolutions on December 31st, they're forgotten by January 2nd. Goals, on the other hand, if written correctly, are revisited and attained. Since one of the most popular New Year's resolutions is getting organized, it's always on the top 10 list, the National Association of Professional Organizers, also known as NAPO, has declared January as National Get Organized Month, and they call it Go Month. So here's some ideas on going with your goals. Set limits. National success coach Brian Buffini once noted that Americans significantly underestimate what they can do in a year and drastically overestimate what they can do in a week. Be realistic about what you can accomplish. As you create your goals, do not set expectations that they would all be accomplished at the same time. Every person, regardless of intelligence, age, or education, can only process a few changes at a time, if the changes are to be lasting. Define no more than 5 major goals for your year. So, how to create your goal? Well, make your goals vibrant, living, hold real meaning, and you'll attain them. A vibrant goal will help you retain focus on what you're trying to achieve, as well as what it will take to get you there. So, one way to do that is to make your goal SMART. Now, SMART, of course, is going to be an acronym to help you think through how to create your goal. So, it stands for specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-limited. So let's talk about that. Specific. It should be detailed enough to know exactly what you should do. Measurable. You'll have a way to know you did it or did not reach the goal. Attainable. The goal is something reachable that is reachable. Realistic. You can really accomplish this task. And time-limited. So it's limited by a date. So, a not-so-smart goal would say something like lose weight. A SMART goal would say lose 3 pounds a month for a total weight loss of 36 pounds in this year. Now the next step would be to visualize. Work to imagine and then write out what it will look like when you succeed. Know your why statement. Understand why you want to attain a goal and what benefit you will have once you're successful. When you can see yourself in that success, you're more likely to achieve it. Know the cost of attainment. Understand the effort or cost to you in attaining the goal. What action steps will you need to take to accomplish your goal? But even more importantly, because procrastination is something that a lot of us struggle with, know the cost of non-attainment. What are the consequences if you don't make your goals? What will happen if you're not successful? And then write it out. Okay, I know, writing out your goals, yuck. I used to say that, and I would rather have a root canal than spend time writing out my goals. You know, and back when I was in corporate America, that's really how I felt. But after all, I knew what they were, right? However, I was knocked on my behind when I realized that the studies showed that goals were written down were more likely to be succeeded on than those that were just thought about or verbalized. So I set out to actually prove those stats wrong at the time, and it ended up that was not the case. I was able to obtain 20% more of my goals when I wrote them down. Ever since then, I've written them down because it's worked for me, and it'll work for you too. What have you done to make sure that you reach your goals? Let me know. Comment below in the comment boxes or leave me a cinch. And if you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And if you like this cast, share it with your friends and family on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks, and have a great day.